And welcome back into the Lindenwood Sports Network. It's the bottom of the ninth inning, and Richie Peoples is back out on the mound for Missouri Western. Lindenwood has a chance to walk it off here, Scott.
It's a little bit surprising. We were talking about it a little bit in the break about how Peoples is coming up for the ninth. A lot of trust coming from the coach of the Griffins, as yesterday Richards came in and shut down the Lions 1-2-3 in the bottom of the ninth. We can see him warming up in the bullpen, but I'm guessing they're going to bring him in if there's some trouble. I like personally if a pitcher comes in when they're not in trouble, because then it's all on them if something goes wrong, rather than getting put in a tough situation and being told to work out of it.
And Nick Palda will come in and bat first for the Lions. Peoples, his set gets his sign. Here's the pitch. Ball one, low. One ball, no strikes, no outs. Bottom of the ninth inning, Lindenwood at bat. Here's the pitch, and that one's low. Did not go, ball two.
And Richards is the lefty, there's a right-handed throwing in the bullpen as well. Can't see what the number is, but we'll let you know when we find out.
And inside, strike one. Two balls, one strike on Palda. And now I'm starting to get cold. Here's a pitch from Palda. This one's swinging a high one. This is a tough play for the outfield. And that's going to be caught by the center fielder and the first out of the inning. Man, did Nick Gottlieb have to run a long way.
Yeah, he wasn't playing very deep, but yeah, he had to come all the way in on it. We've been talking about the wind a lot tonight, Tom, but it's been so inconsistent. Sometimes it's blowing left to right. Sometimes it's blowing in. Sometimes it's not blowing at all. It makes it so tough on these outfielders.
Paul Sherwood now comes to bat for Lindenwood with one down. Sacks are empty. Here's the pitch. Sherwood inside. Oh, okay. Ball one. Strike one, rather.
Ugh. Encouragement coming from the dugout and the rest of these fans.
Another one, ball high.
Good breaking ball.
One ball, one strike with one out for the number nine man, Paul Sherwood. He's playing shortstop today. Here's the pitch from Peoples. Ground ball gets to the hole between second and first. And the Lions have life here in the last frame. Here comes Tyler Mueling. And Sherwood has some speed.
Now batting.
Oh, no.
Number 39.
And Degner. I skipped the spot.
What the Lions do is the whoever's in the hole will come out. I mean, that's the person that's after whoever's on deck will come out and get the bat and get the ball. Very uncharacteristic of a lot of other teams. That's why it looked like Mueling was coming out the bat.
So Degner will come into bat, and Peoples Day is being negotiated on the mound.
I don't see any of the pitchers in the bullpen starting to walk out, but like I said, yesterday the coach liked to talk to him as long as possible, as long as the umps are going to let him, to get even more pitching in.
And they're going to call for it. So Peoples Day is likely done here.
We're going to see the lefty come in. Richards, as this is the similar situation as we saw yesterday. Lefty came in to face Quinones and ended up walking him. Let's see lefty-lefty matchup against Degner now.
And that'll be it for Richie Peoples. He allows 2 runs on 10 hits. Not a bad day.
8 1/3. Oh, yeah. Outstanding day by Peoples. Both starters were great for both teams. Both setting up their team very nicely to get a win. And Richards, he throws
his sidearm. Cockeyed sidearm.
And those are, I think, are actually a little bit tougher against lefties. Because with Degner batting, if he gets the crowd to play at all, when Richards comes out and sets and tries to throw across, he's got to zoom in past Degner to get to the plate. So it's a much higher percentage of him beating Degner. So I actually think it's a little bit of a disadvantage. And Degner hitting very well against left-handed pitching. 384 on the season compared to his 375 against righties. So it's not like he is a huge disadvantage against them.
And let's recap. It's the bottom of the ninth inning. Missouri Western took an early 1-0 lead in the first, extended that lead in the third. Lindenwood got back on the board in the fifth, tied it up in the seventh, and now we're here in the ninth. 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for Missouri Western, 2 runs, 10 hits on 3 errors for Lindenwood.
And we saw yesterday as the Griffins won 6-2. And tomorrow, a reminder that this game will be broadcasted at 89-1 The Wood. And there's going to be another Lions-Griffins game right here at noon tomorrow.
So, the big hitter, Wes Degner, stands in for the Lions with a man on and one out, man on first. Richards stands in and gets his sign. Here's the pitch. They're going to check him back at first.
And we saw Connor do that last time. He ended up throwing away two. That would be the winning run on third if Richards did the same.
Fresh count. Here's the pitch from Richards. Swing a frozen rope into right center field. They're going to wave around the runner. Here comes the throw. This could be it for the Lions. And the Lions walk it off. The Lions walk it off on the hit by Wes Degner. Paul Sherwood scores. And they spill over the dugout to celebrate. Scott, what a way to end it.
Commence the celebration, Wes Degner. Richards hung a curveball. Degner drove it over the second baseman all the way into the gap. That ball went all the way to the fence. Sherwood very quick. Degner very quick. Easily scores.
And the Lions walk it off here to take the second of three here on April Fool's Day. And they come back from a really good, really hard hole that they had in the eighth inning where Connor Law had to get out of a really hard jam.
And he set himself up a little bit behind by having those two overthrows, and he ended up keeping his poise, which a ton of pitchers would not be able to do, but in the same situation. So great job by Law, great job by the starter, Beckman, to keep the Lions in the game after a little bit of a shaky start at the beginning.
And
great team win.
Great team win indeed, Scott. Well, that will do it. Lions walk it off here in nine on a base hit. Credit for a base hit into right center field by Wes Degner. Paul Sherwood scores. And the final score, Lions 3, Griffins 2. For my partners, Scott Manziera, Eric Gallahan, and Joe Remmett. My name's Tom Hartbeck. We'll see you tomorrow on the Lindenwood Sports Network.
This has been a presentation of the Lindenwood Sports Network.